I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This December, India's Maharashtra state plans to roll out the nation's strictest anti-conversion law. John Budaiti of Bibles for the World says,
quite a number of people are being arrested under these laws. Churches are being attacked, you know, in the middle of worship, and they'll file false charges or charges of conversion against pastors and some of the worshipers there.
The state is looking to change the framing.
They are now trying to position Christian activities, not so much in the anti-conversion terms, but as anti-national. And so that will be easier, they feel, to prove in a court that this is upsetting the Hindu majority.
Pray for Indian believers to stand firm in their faith. And Christian persecution, including widespread debt bondage, is on the rise in Pakistan. A small change can lead to a lifetime of slavery. MNN's Lindsay Koh has more.
According to Bruce of Uncharted Ministries, financial emergencies can force Christian men and their families to move onto Brickyard. They make bricks to pay off their debt to the owner, but with high interest and low wages, an estimated 3.5 to 4 million people are trapped in debt bondage in Pakistan. Uncharted Ministries works to rescue families like that of Ahmed, a Christian with three children, including a daughter whose legs were severely damaged when a Brickyard truck ran over her. The debt Ahmed owed was only $700, which has been paid through the help of Uncharted Ministries.
They just are so thankful, and they never imagined to be set free. That's one family of dozens that we've been fortunate to pay the debt and work with.
Prayer points and more at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.